Okay, can you please state your name and your current age?
My name is Don Whistler, like Whistler's mother, and my age is 88.
88. How old were you in 1974?
37.
Did you visit Spokane and Expo 74, or were you a resident of Spokane?
At that time, I was a resident of Spokane.
Okay.
Of 4 years.
4 years. And how many days did you spend at Expo? Did you do several? One trip?
No. We were there several times during the week, and we never missed any. We didn't miss a week of it.
The entire time.
It was just such a exciting thing for my wife and I, and to see our kids all excited about it. We loved it, yeah.
So of the 6 month period that Expo was in, Expo 74 was in Spokane, you were there?
We were there.
Frequently?
All the time. we had season tickets.
Oh.
And so, you know, it was free beyond that point, and we just took advantage of it. Every day we could, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Would you share one specific memory that impacted your life because of Expo 74?
Probably it would have to be my family watching my kids and the excitement that they showed, and being proud to be a parent, and just watching them and how they behaved, and it just made me proud.
What was your family's most favorite activity? Where did you spend the most time going?
You know, in and out of the different exhibits and watching the different things that were going on, the dancing, the cultures, the singing, and seeing it through my kids' eyes, and even through my wife and I, there were a lot of this that was all new to us as well, in terms of culturally, other cultures. And I mean, it was an awesome experience. I'd like to see another one come.
Man, me too. Was there one particular country that you enjoyed the most or learned the most from, or was it just the combination of all of them?
Yeah, you know, everyone was unique, and my background is Eastern European, and there were a few of exhibits there, and people came for various times. And I just enjoy other cultures, and having been raised in another culture, it was, I can't say anything more than we just absolutely loved it.
Must have been an incredible experience. What do you remember about the river prior to Expo 74? And then can you share what you remember after Expo 74?
Before, I walked down there and I walked on the rails, and everything was so bleak, and there was this beautiful blue ribbon river floating by, and it just kind of depressed me, and I thought, why aren't they doing something with this? And then when the gentleman, I can't remember his name now, anyway, got it started, and I saw what was happening down there, it just filled my heart with joy. Oh, this is so unique, and it's going to be so beautiful. And it has been, it's been a total positive asset for Spokane.
I can't even imagine the river not being so beautiful how it is. What was the scene that was there?
It was old railroad tracks, some old buildings where the cars would come in, I don't know if for a repair or for whatever, but greasy, oily, just gray. That's all I remember. It was just gray. And because I love to walk, and I was walking all over the place and just lamenting the whole time I'd walk down there, just, oh, this is terrible, this is terrible. So I was really excited when it got going. My whole family was really excited when it got going.
That must have been King Cole. I read a King little Cole, bit of
yeah.
the history.
King Cole, yeah. King Cole. Yeah.
And just to imagine his forward thinking, and I love that you also had a little touch of that in you, that longing for it to look different.
Yeah.
Before you probably even knew that it would.
Yeah, I had no idea that. I just assumed that it was going to be that way forever, and it was just, you know, it was sad to see it not being developed. But yeah, I'm still excited over it. I really am. I'm so happy to live here.
Me too. It's the best part of Spokane. Yeah. I always bring anyone that comes to visit, you have to see the river.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that's where we take people first place, would be Spokane River.
Yeah, Riverfront Park.
Yeah.
Riverfront Park. I'm really curious about this question. Was homelessness a problem Spokane faced during Expo 74?
The only homelessness that I experienced was Union Gospel Mission. And Union Gospel Mission had a building down on, I'm not sure if it's the second or just a little bit east of Expo 74.
Mm-hmm.
But the people would just gather there for dinner, mm-hmm. and to get food. They possibly had some places where people could stay if they wanted to stay, but what was unique about UGM is that you couldn't go in there if you were drunk, so you had to be sober, and you had to hear the gospel if you went there, and so, but it was available there. But that's the only homelessness that I experienced, and I used to walk a lot down along the river. I was a walker and a runner,
mm-hmm.
and I would encounter a few people along the river further west of here, but nothing that frightened me until the end when I worked here for 33 years,
mm-hmm.
and then I retired, and I used to go, I taught at Spokane Falls Community College.
Okay.
And I was never afraid to walk behind there on the Centennial Trail after it was developed, until I was about ready to retire and people start popping up the bank, and as I'm walking, I'm like, oh, whoa. I don't know if I should do this by myself.
Yes.
Yeah, so the good and the bad.
Good and the bad. But there wasn't a real, even with Expo 74, there wasn't presence of homelessness in the park.
I didn't notice anything. You know, I would go downtown at any time and not have to fear,
mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, I was going to say something else, but I'm not, it has nothing to do with Expo.
Okay. I'm really curious about this as well. Just reading the history, do you have any memories with Richard Nixon being here in Spokane? Did you see him speak? And were you at the opening ceremony?
I did not, and I do not, and probably because he wasn't my man. That's so I didn't.
Well, he wasn't very much of any of our man after that. That was a very short turnaround.
Short period of time, yeah.
Yes. Okay, just curious if you saw his speech.
And, no, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Can you share a favorite memory of the new technology? I know there was a lot of kind of the futuristic idea of Expo 74. Did you see any technology that was present then that now we use today?
You know, not that I was aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because the job, my job, I was always using the same technology, and I wasn't changing technology until I retired, and then they let me get a hold of the computer. But, you know, all that was taken care of me taken care of for me before. If anything went wrong, they said, call tech. So I never got involved in technology. Oh, let them take care of it. Let them do it.
Yeah. So really, at Expo 74, that didn't have a real heavy presence there?
No.
More, would you say more the heavier presence or the culture, the different countries.
The experiences of the culture, seeing the change take over in that river and what they could do with, you know, when people get together and agree upon something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
Were you at any of the meetings or the discussions behind that?
No, not involved at all. No.
Okay. With the downtown park itself, it really, there's so much that was added with Canada Island. And do you remember seeing the park prior to the park where it is today, prior to Expo?
Yeah, and the island was there.
The
island was there. It hadn't been built. It was, but you just couldn't get to it because there wasn't but you could just walk along the east side of the river. And so I didn't really get to the back of it because there are trees and everything. And so everything was the railroad tracks. That's what was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to just bob along the railroad tracks, just imagining what it would be. I used to imagine what it could be, what it would be. Yeah.
What were your thoughts in that moment?
Because I love moving water. I love moving water. And I could just envision, you know, people being able to walk along trails along the water and to sit down and just watch the water, listen to the ripples of the water. And yeah, so there was so much that has taken place and that has come from that, yeah. So, and you know, the Spokane River extends so far out that as I worked and had time, I would run along the river all the time. Just I love that river.
Would you run across the suspension bridge and get wet from the splashing rocks?
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah. Every time the kids and I went there. Yeah, let's go there. And they say, let's go there, Daddy. That splash, yeah. That was fun.
Was the suspension bridge added because for Expo?
Yes, definitely. Yes, okay. For Expo, yeah.
This has been great. Thank you, Don. I'm really curious about this question because I feel like you will have a really good insight being, you know, 37. You'll get to really have a view of, did you directly see the impact Expo 74 had on Spokane, its residents, and even their families for the future?
Yes, because it offered a gathering place for people, and people got together there just because the park had developed and there were things left over from the park, buildings and the merry-go-round and everything. And so it was a gathering place. People came to the park. They went there on Saturday. They went there on Sunday. And there were so many places along the way that you could sit and just look at people. I'm a people watcher, and I like to look at people. And yeah, so it was different, you know. And before that wasn't available because people stayed away from them. There were some people that rode the rails, and they might stop over there, and that kept people away prior to the park. So yeah.
So you directly saw the impact that had.
Definitely a positive.
For future.
Yeah, for future, yes. And the changes that they're making as they go along, too, making changes. So, yeah, it's a big positive for Spokane. It's a draw for Spokane, yeah. And I've never been to Spokane. I was born and raised in Washington.
Okay. Okay.
Lived near the base of the Cascade Mountains, but had never gone to Spokane. And I went to Central, and with the friends that I met, we went down to swim and went down the I-90 and went across the river. And I wonder where this goes from here. And then when I got an interview at Spokane Falls, I got the rest of the story. they got pine trees here. And oh, man, you know, because I was raised in the pine trees. Play to the pine needles.
You got the falls also.
yeah. So, yeah. I can't say enough about it, how it's impacted Spokane. Yeah. And it's a draw for people that are coming now too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people come to Spokane and get to enjoy our park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so grateful and thankful that the visionaries fought for that, because I know they went through a lot.
And like even they fought to keep the clock tower. And, you know, at the time I was saying, well, why do you want to do that? And then when they set it up and put it in its place, I thought, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were visionaries. And that, and we're thankful for that, really.
Do you remember hearing a lot of the naysayers that were, you know, really projecting that it would just bring Spokane down versus lift it up?
I did not. And maybe, and the people that I associated with are, you know, and I was with adults daily, and never heard a negative about what was happening with
well, that's cool.
Everybody, it was positive. We couldn't wait for it to get going. And then when Expo 74 came along, that was even more exciting. So yeah, that was a big boost for Spokane.
Well, that's exciting. I wish I could have been there, experienced it.
How long have you lived there?
I have lived in Spokane for 25 years.
Oh, okay.
I moved here when my children were little, but I would visit Spokane. My dad and my stepmom lived here, so I visited my parents
a
couple weeks in the summer and usually a week at winter time, and I always loved Spokane.
Yeah.
It's just such a great
town,
community. I was really happy to be able to raise my family here, and there's just so much to offer.
There is, you know, and yeah, we loved it, and I still love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, now I have a 4-year-old grandson who loves to go down to the park, see the ducks, ride on the carousel, and...
How old?
He's 4.
Oh, 4-year-old.
We haven't really explored a lot with the suspension bridge. I think it would be fun to take him down there.
Do it in the spring.
In the spring. Yeah. It's the best. Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you feel in your heart that you want to express
not really. It's just the enthusiasm that I feel. And when we talk about it, I mean, it was such a positive experience for my family. Totally positive. And we still talk about it. And they still pull out trinkets that they bought at Expo 74. Yeah, so.
Well, this is just my own curiosity, because my husband's Filipino. And I know that there was a Filipino land.
There was, and we'd go there. Yes, and that's unique because my granddaughter is here. Now my granddaughter married a Filipino boy from Maui.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was at Oxford University, and she just finished up. And there, she and her husband are staying in London for 2 years. That's what they say. They're going to stay there for two years and travel. They both have jobs. And I think, no, don't stay there. I want a grandbaby.
I know, right? I just, bring the babies.
I spent the weekend with her. And she was telling me about their plans. I says, no, how does my great-grandchild fit into this? Oh, Papa, I'm thinking that maybe I'll be a mother in my 30s, my mid-30s. I won't be here that long.
You just never know. But I'm curious, did you eat the food at the Filipino?
Definitely, we tried everything.
Do you remember what it was? Because I was reading in the history, and I was asking some of my Filipino friends what the food they were describing. It sounds like fried shrimp on a stick or something similar to that.
Let's say that would be something I wouldn't even try because I don't like shrimp.
You don't like shrimp?
Yeah. But my son, my grandson-in-law, whose dad is from Philippines, he just sent, what's his name? Devin and Lance. He just sent Lance a big box from Hawaii of Filipino foods and the goods that Lance would have been used to as he was growing up.
Yeah, my mother-in-law, she will do that for us too.
Really?
Yeah, she'll send a box from, and my kids, who are, you know, half Filipino, they always love when they get the boxes because it's all their favorite snacks.
Oh, yeah. And that's like, I asked my daughter, she said, well, Devin got a box because my daughter is here until Tuesday, my granddaughter. And she says, Devin just got a box from Lance's parents. I said, what? Why are they sending her to here when they're going to be settled in London? She said, well, it's cheaper to come here. And she could take it home on the plane.
Oh, cute. Yeah, so. Well, thank you very much, John, for sharing all of that. I've enjoyed our conversation.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better topic.
Well,
for enthusiasm.
I think you were great to be our first interviewer, too. I'm going to stop that.
Okay.